Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you might not think anyone lives on O'Connell Street in Dublin, but there are still a few people there. Among them, the artist Leo DeVito, a distant cousin of Danny DeVito. By the way, Leo, good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Sean.
Lovely to talk to you. Have you lived there your entire life, O'Connell Street?
Yeah, I've lived all my life there. In and out later on in life, but I was born and reared there.
Yeah. And so what, can you like look back, what would be your first memories of living there?
One memory would be walking back from school. I went to school in COS in Leeson Street with my siblings. But walking back to Grafton Street and Westmoreland Street, and then when you hit O'Connell Bridge, it was just so lovely. It was on a spring day, it was warm. There were those huge, big flower beds in the middle of the bridge. And down O'Connell Street, there was seating, you could sit down. My family had their different restaurants, coffee shops. Just a lovely time walking down and, you know, fantastic, really warm feelings about it.
Yeah, and you would have kind of, your family were essentially living over the shop, so to, for want of a better phrase. You had various places along O'Connell Street and you were living above it.
That's right. One of the premises, it was called the Broadway. We lived above the shop, and it started off with my grandparents, my uncles, my mum and dad, my aunts. It was a big house, big household,
and a very busy household, I imagine.
Yeah, very busy. There was a very large kitchen table where there was a lot of food and eating. But yeah, big family.
Yeah.
And we didn't all live there now at the same time. It was in and out, and some of my uncles got married then and moved out to the suburbs. But my part, the DeVito part, remained
there, yeah.
Right up to today.
Yeah, you had a lot of relatives who would have been living around O'Connell Street as well, in different locations.
That's right, yeah. The Fortes were some relatives, and they had, my Uncle Philly had a place called the Mayfair Grill. Do you know the Rainbow? It used to be called the Rainbow on O'Connell Street. I don't know what it is now, actually, but yeah, and there were other Italians further up the street that weren't related, but obviously we knew them, and there was a good community going on. Everybody seemed to know everybody.
That's the thing, because just from reading about this, you do get the sense that there was an actual community of people who lived on O'Connell Street, and you would all have known each other.
Yeah, we would have all known each other. And, you know, then you could park in the middle of O'Connell Street outside the premises, and it was great. I remember sitting in my dad's car or whoever's car and listening to music and having a coffee or... just very nice, and you could feel comfortable, and there was no messing about. It was just nice.
Yeah, because you have a story about when you were like, were you what, six or something, and you just you were prone to sleepwalking, and you walked out the door.
Yeah, I used to sleepwalk a little bit, and I walked up O'Connell Street in my sleep, somebody brought me back who knew me. And it's because of the bit of community going on there, people knew each other and recognised me and said, oh, that's Leo. And walked me back and tried to wake me up. But my bare feet and all, so it was really strange. I don't know what would happen now if I were to walk up O'Connell Street in my pyjamas. I don't think it would look too good.
No, I think just even the thought of a child wandering up O'Connell Street by themselves, it would put the heart in people crossways, I would have thought.
Yeah.
So when you were a child living there, was Nelson's Column still there?
It was, and I remember being brought up to the top by one of my uncles, and then shortly after that, it was blown up, and I remember asleep in my cot in my mum and dad's bedroom, and all the windows were shattered in, and like the house, the building rocked. It was scary.
That was
one of my first memories. Yeah,
and you would have been living there then for the Dublin bombings as well.
That's right. Yeah. there was a few bombings there. What was it, the '70s? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then one time the big bronze angel was blown off Daniel O'Connell's monument, and that was another big. All our windows were blown in again, and pretty scary. We'd have to evacuate, so we'd go to out of the city. We'd be brought to maybe some of my cousins lived outside the city, and we'd be brought there just for safety, I suppose.
And you're because you mentioned some members of your family would move out and they'd, move out to the suburbs. Did they find that strange to be living in the suburbs? Because I imagine, like, O'Connell Street would be, there'd be noise all the time. So you'd kind of get used to that.
Yeah, oh yeah, you get used to that. I like the noise as well. I like to hear the traffic and the... But I think maybe in those times as families... And move on and they get married. All my uncles would marry and then move out and start their own families in the suburbs, but we stayed there. We stayed there with my mum and my dad and my aunt, and it was nice times.
Yeah. And for most of the time then you've lived on O'Connell Street, Did it always feel safe and a kind of a friendly place?
Yes, it felt very safe in the beginning. I don't remember it being unsafe growing up. I only remember it being a little, I don't know, what would you say, cagey, at the last maybe 10, 15 years, even a little longer. You'd walk up and down O'Connell Street, or you'd walk along and you'd people would greet you the time of day and you'd say hello or whatever. But now I think if I'm walking up, I'm inclined to keep my head down and mind my own business.
Yeah. And so when do you think that change happened?
Oh, God. I'd say the last 15, 20 years. Maybe even a little longer. I don't know. But slowly, just a slow progression. And where we lived, I don't know if there's a lane called Harbour Court Lane. There was an awful lot of antisocial behaviour going on there, but they had to close that off because they couldn't cope with it, the guards. There was too much going on in the lane. That was recent. So I'd say probably 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
That's 3 years ahead.
God, and were you there when the riots took place as well?
No, I was actually out of town. I wasn't there, God. But my family were there, and it was a very scary experience because there were items were being thrown up into windows, like where you live, and like little fire things, whatever you call them. So it was a pretty dangerous time, a scary time. My niece and my sisters were there. My sister and my nieces were there at the time, so they just had to lie down on the ground and where it was. It wasn't even safe to run out to try and get out.
God. Yeah. So apart from members of your family, Leo, are there other families still living on O'Connell Street? And would you know them?
Not that I know of. No, not that I know of now. When we lived there proper, my uncles, they all had premises there, and some were directly across the road. And I remember we could wave to each other, us kids, and it was brilliant, and just hang around and meet up. And I remember we used to go to Moore Street, where Moore Street, where the 80s are the cellars, and it was great. We used to buy our bangers there at Halloween, and a gang of boys, whatever, we, myself and my cousins and thing, and have a bit of fun in our own house with the bangers and stuff. But it was nice. And by our Cheeky Charlies, the puppets, the puppets they used to sell on Moore Street and Henry Street.
Mm.
Yeah, it was just nice. It was a different feeling.
Yeah. You must find it then a bit depressing, the street is in now, or do you?
Oh, well, you do, yeah. Because, when I'm in there now, I'm just in there. I'll sit in and I'll look out the window. I'd still do what I have to do, go out, but it's just not the same. It's just not what I was used to growing up.
Mm.
I don't know, different people. it's hard to pinpoint, but it's not the people we knew, the real Dubliners that were around, and everything has changed. There's lots of foreign nationals, which is good, but it's lost the Irish. I think the Irish touch, that nice friendly family touch.
Mm. And will you continue living in O'Connell Street?
Well, at the moment now we're in and out, and something has to be done. The family is moving on, and it's whatever. The premises, the building, has recently got permission for a boutique hotel, so that could be very interesting. If something like that happened, it could move on into another phase. Because as the family gets bigger and more spread out, there's less in town now.
Yeah,
less on Street. Life moves on,
but it will be. Yeah. Yeah, well, let's hope we see a positive change here. Leo DeVito there, one of the last remaining residents of O'Connell Street in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.